If you've got a military, first responder, emergency medical, or government service background, GovX.com is for you. You stepped up to serve our country and communities, and GovX delivers unbeatable deals that you've earned.
GovX.com is the only site built exclusively to honor your service. Members save on epic brands and the gear they need for their on- and off-duty lives. You'll get incredible savings on tickets to live sports events, theme parks, and other entertainment. You can even save on travel, hotels, rental cars, cruises, and more. See if you qualify. Visit GovX.com. It's easy and totally free.
Use code BUCK in the shopping cart to get an extra $15 off your first order. GovX, savings for those who serve.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. We call them like we see them here. We've told you that over and over because it's true and you hear it yourselves. And so as much as some mornings, I have to point out that the table over at MSNBC Morning Joe is really a gathering of, it's like a council of Trump derangement syndrome on display. But on the issue of Israel and the Palestinians, Israel and Gaza, they have been saying some sensible things over there, kind of like Fetterman, who has been, I can say at this point, on Israel, rock solid, as far as I can see. I haven't seen anything to lead me to believe, and Clay and I, have, we keep sending back and forth Fetterman clips like, high five again? Like, how does this
even... Yeah, I know.
You know, it's just like, okay, I guess he's doing a great job. But Joe Scarborough, credit where due, makes an important point here. Hamas could end this entire conflict tomorrow. Play eight.
Just a reminder for all those people who are glorifying Hamas and holding up pro-Hamas signs. And while Jewish students try to walk to class, that's just a reminder. Not sure what Hamas was trying to do. I'm glad the video's out because obviously I know Rachel and the family are so relieved he's alive. But that's just a reminder, once again, of October 7th. A son goes to a concert for peace and he is attacked by terrorists and Jewish kids slaughtered. And there's still Jews that are still being held hostage, which Hamas could end this tomorrow. Hamas could end this tomorrow if they chose to. They just don't want to.
That's a critical point. And I would just say, why aren't, if the people on the campus, and this is still going on and there's more protests and there's more craziness. So we're and I think Democrats have a real problem. They're canceling graduations now left and right. You pay 250 grand or 300 grand to go to one of these schools. And all of a sudden, anyway, you Clay, if Hamas wanted to end this tomorrow, they could. That is true. None of the students on the campus, from what I have seen, are calling for an end to the Israeli military response after a release of hostages. So they want unilateral disarmament here, in a sense. They want the Israelis to stop while there are Israeli citizens who are in the custody of these terrorist barbarians. And the other point he made that I don't know if people remember, they shot up a peace concert.
Yeah.
Hamas shot up a peace, not just shot up, I mean, mutilated and murdered hundreds at a concert for peace with the Arabs, with the Palestinians.
I think if you wanted to point to one particular area of failure of the United States media, there are still five Americans held hostage. Think about the way that when Iran took over the U.S. embassy as a part of the 1980 election campaign, it was a sign of Jimmy Carter's weakness that he couldn't get American citizens back. Think about the fact that there are still five American citizens being held hostage by Hamas. Have you heard Joe Biden mention their names? Have you heard Joe Biden demand that America's hostages be returned immediately? He went to Israel. He could have said to Hamas then, instead of sitting around talking about ceasefire, how is it that the American media is not holding Joe Biden responsible for getting back American hostages? Think about this, Buck. Think about the amount of time that was spent on Brittany Griner being held for violent, for breaking the law in Russia. Now, you can say, hey, it's a relatively minor offense, the drugs that she was carrying, but she was carrying drugs in contravention of the law there. And the American media created an incredible drumbeat of how in the world is Brittany Griner going to remain in prison? Paul Whelan's still there. Evan Gershkovich, and I'm probably messing up his name.
Gershkovich from New York, from the Washington, Wall Street Journal.
They're still imprisoned. Whelan was a Marine, and he's evidently done nothing wrong. Brittany Griner gets brought back. My point is the American media drumbeat of get Americans home sure doesn't exist when it comes to the five American hostages in Israel.
I don't want to divert from the Israeli discussion about what's going on campus and get back into it, but you just remind me there was such an outcry for freeing the WNBA Brittany player, Griner. Brittany Griner. The media doesn't seem as invested in trying to get Ryan Watson home, who was detained, is a father of two. He's got a lovely wife and kids. He's just on vacation. He's not traveling. You travel to Russia, you're taking some risks, okay? If you get, if you get arrested by the North Koreans because you're in North Korea, I'm not saying we shouldn't help you, but, you better watch yourself, right? Turks and Caicos? It's basically the Bahamas. I mean, they used to be a part of the Bahamas. It was like a British protectorate for a while. It's right off of Florida. He's getting held and facing 12 years for a couple of rounds of hunting ammunition on his way out of the country? Like, who is he going to possibly harm? It's absurd. But there's not the same kind of focus, I can assure you, from the Biden administration to get him out as there was to get Brittany Griner out. And you should ask why that is. I think that's fair to say. Why is one so much more important to the Biden administration and its State Department than the other?
Gay black woman ranks higher on the pyramid of victimization than white heterosexual married husband. And frankly, five Jewish people. Again, I just kind of sit here and think the easy analogy is Jimmy Carter 1980 campaign. There are a bunch of American terrorists in Iran, a bunch of American citizens in Iran taken hostage by terrorists. And it's a major aspect of the presidential campaign. Has Biden even named them? Has Biden even named the five people who are American citizens that are still, we're now sitting up, coming up on 7 months that they have been hostage? Think about the hellish conditions that those people have been in for 7 months now.
But it also goes,
if they're still alive, by the way, we don't even know that.
We don't know. I mean, they very well could be dead. We don't know, which is horrific for the families and for everyone involved. But we also should recognize who we're dealing with when you're talking about Hamas. Not only did they do what they did on October 7th, which is evil on a scale that demands the kind of severe response the Israelis have given it. And the Israelis have no think about the people that are calling for a ceasefire. I honestly, you have to be brain dead. You have to be an abject moron to think that the ones that were calling for it right afterwards, this would be, I don't even know what to say. I mean, if a neighbor broke into your house and murdered all your family members and burned down your house, and then you manage to get a rifle and you're going to defend yourself, and then he demands a ceasefire. No, I'm sorry. You still got the gas canister in your hand. Like, you're getting shot. It's outrageous. But Hamas is holding hostages under the threat of murdering them. They have little children. They have women. I mean, they're holding civilians and saying, we are actively going to murder them unless you do what we want. That's what a hostage is. And the people on the campus feel all this solidarity with it. They feel solidarity with savages. They feel solidarity with terrorists, people that will do anything because they've embraced evil as part of their ideology. And that is just what we are seeing.
I just think it's a failure of the American media not to hold Biden accountable. Again, has he ever said their names? Has Joe Biden publicly mentioned the five American hostages that we believe Hamas still has?
Well, he doesn't want to bring any attention to it, Clay, because he doesn't want to bring any attention to it because he's probably going to fail. I mean, hopefully not. But I mean, what if he fails to get any of them home? Do you know what I mean? He just wants people to forget that he's so inept. I mean, he should be telling Hamas. And who knows? I used to work in the secret world. I don't know what conversations are happening behind closed doors. If I was Biden's CIA director, I would have had back channel. There's plenty of them running around in Qatar and the UAE. I would have back channel with Hamas guys and be like, look, you get us back our Americans, or I promise you we're going to hunt down and kill every person involved in this. We're going to do whatever we have to do as long as it takes. And somehow that hasn't happened.
Oh, I think that certainly conversations aren't happening because they're still holding them. I believe they gave proof of life for one of the Americans in the last few days. But again, the American media, if we had an honest one, would be barraging every single day the Biden White House asking about these individuals and asking why Biden isn't mentioning their names.
And you know why they don't? This is honestly for the Democrats. This whole thing is a circular firing squad. They can't figure out. They don't know what are they really supposed to do? Do they really want at the New York Times, at CBS to thoroughly and fully alienate a portion of Jewish voters, Jewish, major donors to the universities? I mean, we should talk about this. The professors, you're really seeing this more and more. Where was it? You said it was it a GW? You said that this is going on?
my undergrad alma mater.
I don't even want to know what the communists at Amherst are doing. I'm sure it's just as bad. But anyway, it's a smaller school, so it doesn't get as much play. GW, you got the professors all encircling the students now, like creating a human chain to protect them so they won't get arrested. And you just want to wonder, oh, that's why this is all happening. Because these communist professors have been really just doing race baiting in these schools, because again, as we say, they just view this as a white brown conflict with the Jews and the Palestinians. They've been doing that for years, for decades, actually. And this is the end result of it.
Hirsch Goldberg Pollan is the name of the proof of life hostage video that came out this week. One of the Americans, I believe there are still five, his name at least shared there. You'd think there'd be a lot more questions about it. Prize Picks, number one fantasy sports app in America. 5 million active members. Easiest, most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports yet. If you haven't downloaded, do it today. I've got a fun one for you. NBA playoffs are underway and Major League Baseball underway. Here is a 10-1 payout. 2.5-1 if you hit 3 out of 4. Damian Lillard, more than 31.5 points. They need him to score. There's not very many scorers on this Milwaukee team. Luka Doncic, under 33.5, less than 33.5 points. That's a big, big number for the return to home in Dallas. Harden, more than 17.5. And then in baseball, Shohei Ohtani, more than 2.5 hits, runs, and RBIs for the Dodgers tonight. That is Lillard more, Luka less, Harden more, and Ohtani more. That pays 10-1. I will allow that to be posted. I will allow it. We will post that up on clayandbuck.com if you are interested in playing. You can play in Florida. You can play my home state of Tennessee. You can play in Texas. You can play in California, Georgia. If you're feeling left out, make sure that you sign up right now. Prize Picks Daily Fantasy, a lot of fun. over 30 states you can play. Download the free Prize Picks app today. Open your account. My name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use my promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up. Get the deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Have fun with the guys on Sundays. The Sunday Hang Podcast. It's silly, it's goofy, it's good times. Find it in the Clay and Buck podcast feed on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me tell you about an American company whose entire mission is built around supporting this same community of people, which I'm a part of and proud to be so. GovX.com is an online shopping platform that people like me with service-related backgrounds have been using for years. There are over 8.5 million GovX members benefiting from the site today. As a GovX member, I get access to unbeatable discounts from thousands of trusted brands, sports and entertainment tickets, travel deals, the list goes on. If you're a member, GovX.com is the first place to check when you're shopping online. If you've served our country in the military, law enforcement, firefighting, emergency medical services, or other government agency roles, go to GovX.com. That's GovX.com and create your free membership today. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code in the shopping cart, and you'll get an extra $15 off your first order. GovX, savings for those who serve.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD. The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Okay, it's Friday. So let's have a little bit of fun. We have a bunch of clips. These are all real. Of Joe Biden on Howard Stern earlier today. Joe Biden traveled to New York to do the Howard Stern show. I want to give credit because I don't know how many people will actually go and grab clips from the Howard Stern show. It's kind of hard to track down. It's on satellite radio. I think maybe they believe that even though Howard Stern is 70 years old, maybe they believe that they're going to be able to get away with a lot of stuff on Howard Stern that makes, as Buck was saying, makes Biden seem hip and cool and relevant, even though it's just really two old nincompoops sitting around and talking. One of you tweeted me, this is how Joe Biden would have won the 1996 presidential election, is by doing a Howard Stern interview. And I don't think that's a bad combination. Greg Price clipped all of these. Greg does great work. Encourage you guys to go follow him on Twitter. So I just retweeted these. So if you want to share them yourself with people out there, he's got them all collated. He did a great job with it. All right, Buck, I'm going to call for these one at a time. You have not heard these. I heard them during the break. I want you to analyze, as I play each of these, the likelihood that they are true or false. Okay, you haven't heard these at all. This is Biden sitting down with Howard Stern. Let's start here with Cut 30. Biden says he was the runner-up in state scoring in high school football in Delaware. Cut 30.
Well, for example, I remember starting off playing Catholic League football, CIO football.
By the way, I don't think a lot of people know that you were a star receiver in high school. You were the first string guy. You were the guy who caught the ball.
Runner-up in state scoring. You know what the heck?
Wow.
Buck, let's start here. I don't even know what exactly that means, runner-up in state scoring. I've never heard anyone describe that way in football. I guess maybe he's trying to say that he scored the second most touchdowns.
Yeah.
I think there's a 0% chance this is true. It's a sports question. Do you buy that story? I mean, I don't think Howard Stern's a sports guy either, but even the way it's described doesn't make sense for any sports fan.
Yeah, it strikes me that this is actually really on brand for Biden, who has managed to create this, or really they've created for him, this character of a guy who can lie about anything as often as he wants, and we are to believe that it is somehow charming and relatable. The fact that he tells these stories about himself that are provable, are obviously untrue and can be easily disproven, is what he's been doing. As you know, didn't he say he got like arrested going to see Mandela time?
Okay, yes.
Oh, is coming up?
This is a new version of that might be even crazier. Yes, he claimed that he got arrested in South Africa protesting apartheid with Nelson Mandela. Not true. Total lie.
I do want to point out that he also said that he was top of his class and got a scholarship to go to Syracuse Law School. And, you know, no shade at Syracuse Law School, but I mean, at the time Biden was going, which is like, I don't know, 70 years ago now or something, wasn't a particularly elite law school, but that's fine. I mean, people get scholarships, they go to great places. I'm not putting it down. I'm just saying he was bragging about it and he was the top of his class, but it turned out he was actually the bottom of his class.
Yes.
So it's one thing to say I was top of my class and you were actually number 10 of 200 or something. That's legit. I think you could say that. When you are like number 197 out of 200 and you say you were at the top of your class, that's a problem. That's an honesty problem. It's not a problem with like, oh, we should all freak out about it, but he's a liar. He's a liar.
Biden is on the record saying that he opposed the civil rights movement. Remember, he said that he didn't want his kids to go to schools in jungles. I mean, when he was a politician, that's what he said. That's what Kamala Harris came after him about. But now he says when he was a kid, he says he was protesting desegregation, Buck. And he says he was arrested while standing with a black family on their porch. This is what he told Howard Stern earlier today, cut 29.
And I looked at my mom, I said, honey, you haven't said anything. She said, Joey, remember, true story. She said, remember when they were desegregating Linfield, the neighborhood, there was, 70 homes built at one suburbia. And I told you, and there was a black family moving in and there was people who were down there protesting. I told you not to go down there and you went down. Remember that? And you came, got arrested, be standing on the porch with a black family.
Right.
And they brought you back, the police. And I said, yeah, Mom, I remember that.
Buck, odds that this is true, that Biden was arrested protesting desegregation as a kid standing on the porch with a black family.
I mean, it's about the same as the odds that he was there for the surrender in Tokyo Bay and the fall of Emperor Hirohito's dynasty. Biden was right next to MacArthur. You guys didn't know that? He was right there signing the, you know, when people always talk about the John Hancock signature on the Constitution, Joe Biden's signature on that thing, far more impressive. He is a compulsive liar. I think he can't even control it.
Okay, here he is saying maybe the craziest interview press conference that has ever occurred in a presidential campaign was, in my opinion, the whole corn pop Joe Biden talking about being a lifeguard is one of the craziest. And that was when his brain worked a little bit better.
I meant the Declaration of Independence. I meant the Declaration of Independence. I'm sorry, John Hancock. I'm already getting blown up. I know. I'm sorry, John Hancock, Declaration of Independence. Sorry, Clay. Keep going.
Well, he's still bragging about his lifeguard days back when he and Corn Pop were squaring off. He told Howard Stern this morning he saved 6 people from drowning as a teenage lifeguard. Cut 28.
I learned a lot, and I made a lot of friends.
Did you ever save anyone's life when you were a lifeguard? Was anyone ever drowning? You did?
Yeah, well, half a dozen times. Usually younger kids, you know, but...
You do the thing with the whistle and then jump in the bathing suit? And
you got it.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was a big pool. There were 7 lifeguard stands.
Wow. See, that would define my... I would brag about that everywhere I went.
Oh, by the way, I did it up in Lake Ontario, too, when I was in law school. But look, one of the things that...
you saved a dude's life when you were in law school? You were still doing the lifeguard thing?
Yeah, lifeguards, I mean, you know, people just need help sometimes. I mean, it's not like it's so heroic.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Buck, 6 people's lives you saved. This is harder to disprove because I would imagine sometimes people are floundering and a lifeguard goes in and gets them out of a pool. Did you save their life?
Or maybe he told somebody no diving and theoretically they could have dove into the pool and, you know, done a neck injury on themselves. So, you know, it's tough to disprove this, but Biden, heroically saving everybody at the... you know what? No, there's no way he actually saved 6 people's lives. No way.
I would actually like to hear from lifeguards because there's a lifeguard in the pool in my neighborhood, and I take my kids there all the time. Young kids, you know, there's a zero entry pool. I mean, we're talking about like 4 or 5-year-old kids been in the same neighborhood for a decade. I've never seen a lifeguard save anybody. And there are tons of lifeguards all around. There's kids of all ages. 6 lifeguard saves at a public pool seems like a lot. That is suddenly the Biden lifesaver. Okay. Then he also said, now this is clearly untrue because why would the Secret Service be getting these? But Biden says that he used to get all sorts of salacious pictures from women back in the 1970s. Listen.
I got put in that 10 most eligible bachelor's list.
Because you were a United States senator, you were a catch.
And a lot of lovely women, but women would send very salacious pictures, and I just gave them to the Secret Service. I thought somebody would think I was, and I just gave up.
First of all, this is weird because you're bragging that you were a hot catch after your wife died when you still have multiple kids. But it doesn't also really add up because what you give them to the Secret Service, you're a senator. You don't have Secret Service protection. And I don't know why Howard Stern wouldn't follow up because this is the kind of question that he would ask a lot. This is a lie, right? I mean, what are you going to give salacious photos in the 70s? Not to mention, and I'm not an expert on 70s pornography, but I would imagine that it was hard to take salacious photos back in the day. It's not like it's in the iPhone era where you're going to go have to get them developed at a photo
store. Maybe take a Polaroid?
I guess it could be a Polaroid.
You know, I don't know how popular those were back in the day. I feel like pretty popular. I still think this is, it's also a weird thing for him to share. He's the president of the United States. Like, why do we, you know, you don't need to tell everything about your life. I don't know. I think it's a strange, I really believe that Biden is trying super hard to be relatable. And he's actually the opposite of relatable because his entire life has been a construct to appear relatable. There's nothing normal about this guy, not just because he's president now. He has been a senator longer than I've been alive.
Yeah.
This is a guy who has been a creature of, he is the ultimate swamp creature. He is the swamp thing. He is of, by, and for the swamp.
And his presentation of himself as just another guy who likes those Union Democrats, he's just a chameleon. Whatever he needs at any point in time is what he will say and do, which we've seen, by the way, on the Israel-Hamas issue very clearly. But it's on everything his entire career, both sides of every issue. He's a man who stands for nothing except for what is most expedient for Biden at any point in time.
It reminds me one of the most famous short stories of all time. And if you haven't read it, read it. Secret Life of Walter Mitty came out in 1939. There is this Joe Biden character that he has constructed that makes him the hero of every story in his mind. Arrested with a black family during desegregation. You saved six lives when you were swimming. You're so desirable that women were inundating you with salacious photos. You are the second leading scorer in Delaware high school football. All of it is very strange, but it is very much the secret life of Joe Biden he has created. And he does this all the time. Anytime there is a story, he makes himself somehow the star of a story. Bridge falls. Well, I used to go across this bridge all the time on the train. Well, the train doesn't go across the bridge. Somebody dies unexpectedly. Well, this is like when my son died. He has an inability to just address issues without telling a lie that connects to that issue.
But what you're saying is so true, and that's the point I'm making about false connection. Wherever he is, you know, it's a joke that, and I think some people lean into it as a joke now, that when you're running for office, whatever town you're in, that's like the AAA baseball team you love the most or the major league team you love the most. And, you know, it's, oh, and
people I grew like Hillary Clinton saying she grew up a Yankees fan, which is a perfect example of this.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like that I think, you know, okay, it's a little corny, but people will let that slide, right? Joe Biden, you know, if he's like greeting somebody on the tarmac who lost his son, let's say parents who lost their son in special operations in the Middle East, you know, working as part of the teams as a SEAL or something. He's like, yeah, I know exactly what that's like. It's just like when my son came home and died of brain cancer, you know, and you go, well, hold on a second. It's actually not about you. And that's a bizarre thing to try to always do, but that's who he is. He's creating false connection to people because he is the ultimate phony. He is a total, his entire political career has been one big parade of phoniness. And whenever he's really, you know this, he has the secret escape hatch and it's gross, but whenever he needs it, he uses it. And it's just, well, I suffered personal tragedy.
Yes.
And he goes back to losing his wife and child in a car accident and then losing his son to cancer. And you say, well, hold up. That has nothing to do with the criticisms of him as a public figure. Why does he introduce that? He uses that. That's always there for him if he gets beat up too much.
Do you agree with me that it's kind of a dirty look to have your wife die in a car accident and then brag about how much other women liked you when you were an eligible bachelor? I mean, he wasn't single. I mean, his wife died. He had young kids and he's bragging about how much other women liked him. I mean, it just feels unseemly to me.
Yeah. He also broke up a home, which never gets talked about, but he met Jill. Doctor. We know she's not a doctor.
Yeah. Right.
Dr. Jill Biden. I think she was still married when she met Joe. So, you know, that never really gets talked about either. And look, I get it with politicians now, the marriages are not something that people really judge the same way they used to.
It feels way more unseemly to me when your wife dies in a car accident and you're bragging about how much fan mail you got from people who wanted to be with you.
It's the kind of thing you'd expect from a guy that like kind of fondles strange women that he doesn't know at events and sniffs little kids' heads. I think that all these things tie together. Like, is any of this surprising when you think about the totality of the clown that is Joe Biden? 800-282-2882. We'll take some calls on this. We got Uncle Bill joining. I'm sure he's going to have some choice words about the protesters and also about Biden debating. We'll get into all this. But, you know, mortgage rates have gone up. Okay, yes, but they're still much lower than the interest rates that you'll find with credit card companies. Average rate's about 22%. So think about how much interest you're going to pay on that credit card if you're just paying the minimum each month. So if you're a homeowner, a cash out refinance with American Financing can help you pay off that debt and lower your monthly expenses. And that mortgage interest is tax deductible. American Financing is saving homeowners just like you an average of $854 a month. Their salary-based mortgage consultants will show you how much you can save every month with no upfront fees and no obligation. You may also close in as fast as 10 days and possibly delay two mortgage payments, giving you greater savings upfront. Call American Financing today, 800-777-8109. That's 800-777-8109. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. That's AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
One truth revealed after another. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Joined by our friend, Mr. Mark Simone, Mr. New York of 710 WOR. He's on before us in that market. We're honored to have such a fantastic lead-in, and he's getting amazing numbers there. Mr. Mark, good to have you on, sir.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for all the nice words.
We are looking at some interesting stuff happening in New York these days. That's probably always true, but in the political sense, particularly interesting stuff happening right now. I'm just going to put this to you so we can dive into it. Back in 2008, Barack Obama won New York that year by a 26.9% margin of victory. Okay. So almost, we'll call it 27 points, which is, you know, that is a beatdown for sure. I'm looking right now, Mark, at the latest Siena College polling, which was just from a week ago. And the polls all compiled here on 538.com. They've got in New York, Trump v. Biden. Biden up 7 points, Biden up 8 points. You think something big is perhaps in the mix. What's going on here? Is this going to be competitive?
Oh, no, I think Donald Trump's going to win New York. I don't think it's going to be competitive. I think he'll win it. You got to remember about 2008. McCain was, for whatever reason, he wasn't a strong candidate. Turnout for him was extremely low, so that's not the best test. Now, remember, Ronald Reagan won New York twice. So it can be done. I know that's a long time ago, but Trump is different from anybody else. He's beloved in New York by a lot of people. I know New York City's the problem, but half the voters are outside of New York City. He's got them. And normally he'd have trouble in New York City, but a lot of that Democratic base is secretly, quietly moving over to Trump. People that just don't like the crime anymore. They don't like it out of control. He goes to Harlem, where that bodega is, or as Biden would say, that bogota, and appears at that bodega. And watch the video. Everybody in the street is cheering him. There's no booze anywhere. He goes to the construction site on Park Avenue. But remember, it's working class guys, construction workers, who live in New York, and they're all cheering him and chanting for him. I think he wins. I think he wins New York.
All right, I want to dive into this because this is a bold prediction. I love bold predictions, as Buck well knows, although I've lost on several of my bold predictions here. I want to hit you with a couple of fact patterns. Close race just happened, to be fair. 2022 governor's race. Kathy Hochul, not very popular. Lee Zeldin loses 53-47. So let me ask you this question. If Kathy Hochul and Lee Zeldin ran in 2024, in other words, if we didn't have a midterm 2022 election, if they were on the ballot, I presume you think Lee Zeldin would win head-to-head against Kathy Hochul as well, and that there's been a further shift rightward since he would have lost by 6 points 2 years ago.
Yeah, I love Lee Zeldin. Great guy. He'd be an excellent governor. He's not exactly the most dynamic candidate in the world. And Hochul had all that Democratic momentum behind her. But people have now seen her in office for a few years, and she stinks. She's absolutely awful. Between the congestion pricing, doing nothing about this anti-Semitism all over the campuses, doing nothing about inflation in the state. Congestion pricing is ridiculous. She sends the National Guard into the subway to protect people. There's crime down there. They have no power in the subway to do anything. So she decides they'll inspect packages or bags. I don't know any criminal that brings luggage with them. They don't have briefcases. They don't have purses. So I don't know what they're inspecting. So, yeah, Zeldin could win today. And I really think Trump, you know, you said he was 7-8 points behind. That was the case in almost every swing state, and he closed those gaps. He's good at closing 8% gaps. He'll do it in New York.
Okay, so if he wins New York, this is going to be a landslide. Do you agree with that? I mean, because he's not going to lose Pennsylvania and win New York, right? He's not going to lose Wisconsin and win New York. He's not going to win New York and lose Michigan. I mean, that would mean that he would sweep through the Midwest. He might win Minnesota. What you're saying is 6 months out, you think Trump is not only going to win, he's going to win comfortably. By 10 o'clock Eastern on election night, we would know that he was the winner.
Well, yeah. I mean, who knows what the Democrats will pull, but it's only going to get better for Donald Trump, and it's only going to get worse for Joe Biden. Mentally, things will come out. I think these trials have had just the opposite effect Democrats intended. People are starting to look at these trials. I don't mean the MSNBC crowd. I mean normal people, and they don't like the total perversion of our justice system. They don't like any of this. It's only going to get better for Trump. In the summer, you'll see momentum just accelerate.
Do you think Biden's going to debate, Mark? I'm sure you saw today he said on another radio show, oh, yeah, I'll debate Trump. Trump's response to it was, no one really believes that, right? What do you think?
I don't believe it. I mean, what was his exact words? I'd be happy to. He's not saying I'll do it. I'd be happy to. But the staff, whoever, will come up with a million excuses not to do it. Hey, you notice Biden won't talk to the New York Times, won't give them an interview, won't give any real news organization an interview, but he's happy to do Seth Meyers and Howard Stern. What does that tell you about his confidence?
Yeah, no, there's clearly a coddling of him in the media that goes beyond even what we normally would expect. We're speaking to Mark Simone, Mr. New York of 710 WOR in NYC. So you mentioned the trials, Mark, and Clay and I have tried to do a little bit of jury pool analysis, but also looking back, or, you know, taking a step back and looking at the overall system in New York City. Do you have any faith that there might be somebody on that jury who's just going to say, this is too crazy, I can't go along with this? Or do you think that it's kind of a done deal and they might get a guilty verdict on this?
I don't have a lot of confidence. It's a New York jury. It's a totally over-the-top biased judge. The only good news is the Harvey Weinstein reversal was based on all these things the judge did, and this judge in the Trump trial has done exactly the same thing, so that almost guarantees the reversal. Hopefully the judge is looking at this and will ease up a little, but there's no crime alleged. The catch and kill, perfectly legal. Biden did the biggest catch and kill in history when he had Facebook, Twitter, the biggest publishers, cover up the Hunter laptop scandal. So, but you're right, you can never tell what a jury will do.
You mentioned that, again, you think Trump's gonna win New York, which would be amazing and would be a lot of fun to watch. Because can you imagine the panic that would ensue in MSNBC and CNN? Because New York comes in early. And if you start seeing those numbers and Biden is only up a couple of points or Trump is within a couple of points, what does the tally look like? You had 47%, if I'm looking at this overall, in terms of turnout in 2022. Do you think there's going to be a massive turnout in the New York election, or do you think Biden's just not getting out his base? Black voters are moving on, Asian, Hispanic voters. What does the coalition look like for Trump if that were to happen?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. But I think low turnout for Biden, and you don't usually get the high Republican turnout in New York, but you'll get it this time because, again, crime is a huge factor. Also, this anti-Semitism, the stuff on the college campus, it's frightening a lot of people, not just Jews, but Christians, Gentiles as well, because this kind of bigotry being tolerated is frightening to a lot of people. And just watch the perversion of the justice system, the total disintegration of our universities, the streets, everything is just awful, the migrants everywhere. I think you're going to see enormous Republican turnout this time. Also, look at Long Island, Nassau County, which is a good barometer. The county executive, the attorney general, the Republicans swept in Nassau County. It's a good indicator of what's coming.
Mark Simone, everybody. Mark, appreciate you being with us. Thanks for calling in from 710 WOR. Great to have you as always.
Thanks. Love listening to you every day.
Thanks, man. Thanks so much. You know, Clay, I just want to say, you know, you said it. You're a bold prediction guy, but Trump, if Trump wins New York, this is up there with, you remember when some of you do remember this,
Ann Coulter was on Bill Maher's show at the very beginning of the 2016 cycle primary, and they said, who do you think's going to win? And she said, right on camera, she stared right in the camera. This is before, like, the polls showed him ahead. She said, Donald Trump. And they had to have her on later. That was a heck, whatever you think, that was a heck of a call. If Mark is right and Trump wins New York, the first time a Republican will have won it since Ronald Reagan, we're going to have him on for a little victory dance. I think Trump will, you know, it's funny. He's so ready to go that Trump will win that me pointing out that he's only behind, even by Democrat pollsters, 6-7 points. I mean, that's a contested state if you really look at it, right? 6 or 7 points looks like that's up for grabs. So it's not as crazy. That's why I said Barack Obama won by almost 30. Very different times now.
Yeah, and I think this is a good question because you guys out there listening can help us with this. Is that the boldest prediction in 3 years of us being on the air in terms of guess? I know you and I have made bold predictions, but I don't even think I've gone that far in making a bold prediction about New York, because it's not just if he's right. Think yeah. about it. I've made some bold predictions, many of them wrong. But if you think about it, if New York flips, that's why I asked him. I mean, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin are going to go Trump. And then I think Minnesota probably would. And I think you would flip Virginia potentially. Like you're talking right. about New a York landslide goes Trump, it's a, style.
It's a total butt kicking. There's no question about it because you're not going to win New York and not win Pennsylvania. You're not going to win New York and then fail to win Pennsylvania and some of these other key states. But I think that, look, I mean, you talk about predictions. I thought Lee Zeldin was going to win and maybe that for governor. And that would have been at least one repudiation of a COVID lockdown lunatic governor. Yeah. Unfortunately, it didn't end up happening, but he made it close. And, you know, New York right after California is the biggest Democrat stronghold state that there is. So the fact that it would even be a place where I think you're going to see Republican members of Congress that are doing well in New York. We would not have the very thin, and some of that is self-inflicted wounds by the Republicans in Congress, unfortunately. But we would not have a Republican majority if it were not for New York Republicans and California Republicans coming out and winning in some key congressional races and the GOP base turning out for them there.
Particularly in New York, Long Island, Nassau, and Suffolk counties. I mean, turning out big for Republicans. I do think that's big Trump territory. We talked about this last year when I was up in Cooperstown, how blown away my kids were. Trump flags everywhere. Everywhere we went in upstate New York, when we were in Cooperstown, New York, my kids couldn't get over it. We were driving around. I mean, that is major Trump territory. And what Mark Simone just hit on is it's really you win in Manhattan. I remember we had Lee Zeldin on, and you win in Manhattan by limiting the amount that Democrats can run up the score. And I do think that Manhattan and in the New York City area, I don't think that Biden's going to run up the score. I think, again, it comes down to these suburban moms, these suburban women, and maybe they're not threatened in New York over the abortion argument because it's easier to get an abortion now, I think, in New York than it was before Roe v. Wade was overturned.
Well, this is why I think, you know, we had that caller before, and he said he's so worried about how abortion's going to play into this. It worked really well in 2022 because they were able to lie to people and say, in all kinds of states, they're going to stop you from getting abortions in places like New York. And I think this is a tragedy, but in places like New York, it's still just as easy to get an abortion. And so it's a lot harder, I think, to drive turnout because that is the law. People can understand it there. We'll take some of your calls. I'm wondering if anybody else, let's see if anybody else, Clay, in New York wants to back Mark up on this one. Among the boldest, for sure, predictions we have heard on this show, and you know, Mark is very tied into the political scene in New York City and up in Albany for New York State. So, you know, I talked to him a little bit before. And I said, "Are you sure? Do you want to say
you want to say that publicly on the air?"
I was like, yeah. "You really want to let it rip?" He said, "He is confident. He is fired up, and he says he sees it." So, if you want to back Mark up on this one, 800-282-2882. You know, I was just talking about how it's tragic, but abortion is continuing. And in fact, last year was an all-time high. The numbers are not trending the way we need them to. Now, part of this is the fight in politics and the law, sure. But a part of it is also just helping moms who are in a crisis moment and helping guide them to the right decision so that they make a decision for life. And that is what the Preborn clinics do across the country. Preborn is a nonprofit that performs life-saving work for tiny babies day in and day out. Their focus is unborn children, and each day they are saving the lives of 200 of them by helping convince mom that that little baby deserves a life. And the way they do this is very straightforward. Preborn opens their dorms and their hearts to pregnant women who are deciding between life and abortion for their baby. They offer an ultrasound so they can allow mom to meet that tiny baby inside her womb. But that's just one of many resources Preborn also offers women at their centers. Maternity clothes, diapers, baby care items, baby formula, all the stuff that a baby and mom need for a happy and healthy first couple of years after birth. One ultrasound, though, because the ultrasound is so important, that's the decision point. That's the fulcrum that can turn toward life. An ultrasound is just $28, but any amount will help. All gifts are tax deductible. To donate securely, dial #250, say the keyword baby. That's #250, say baby. Or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/BUCK. Sponsored by Preborn.
The supply chain of smarts, sanity, and truth. Uninterrupted. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
As someone who served our country in the intelligence community, I appreciate companies that back our nation's service community. One company that does it best is GovX. If you've got a military, first responder, emergency medical, or government service background, GovX.com is for you. GovX offers unbeatable discounts from thousands of trusted brands, sports and entertainment tickets, travel deals, the list goes on. GovX.com is a one-stop shop for the things you love. GovX also donates a portion of every single order to nonprofits that serve the military and first responder communities. When you shop on GovX.com, your orders make a meaningful impact. See if you qualify. Visit GovX.com. That's GovX.com, and join a community of more than 8.5 million patriots and pros. It's fast, easy, and free to join. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code in the shopping cart to get an extra $15 off your first order. GovX, savings for those who serve. Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Just posted by Donald Trump. Crooked Joe Biden just announced he's willing to debate. Everyone knows he doesn't really mean it, but in case he does, I say anywhere, anytime, any place, an old expression used by fighters. I suggest Monday evening, Tuesday evening, or Wednesday evening at my rally in Michigan, a state he's in the process of destroying with his EV mandate. In the alternative, he's in New York City today, although probably doesn't know it, and so am I, stuck in one of the many court cases that he instigated as, all caps, election interference against a political opponent, a continuing witch hunt. It's the only way he thinks he can win. In fact, let's do the debate at the courthouse tonight on national television. I'll wait around. So, Bill O'Reilly with us now. Bill, you and I think on Team Sanity here, we didn't think the Democrats were crazy enough to actually run Joe Biden, but it gets closer and closer, and it doesn't seem like any alternative is emerging. Do you think Biden is the guy now? And if not, when does the switch happen?
Well, I think he's the guy unless something happens, and I do believe something will happen. But I don't know what it is, so it's very hard to quantify that. But let me go back to your first half hour. You wanted some lifeguards to call in. Well, you got one on the line right now. So
let me dive in here then. You can give your lifeguard experience as a part of this answer. Joe Biden said he saved at least six people's lives while working as a lifeguard, most of that time at a public pool, not like at a beach, not like at a lake. What do you think of that as a former lifeguard?
Well, it probably didn't happen just as his desegregation thing. Where was that? I thought Joe was in Pennsylvania and Delaware. I don't understand where the black family was. What were they in Rehoboth Beach? I don't know if there was a lot of, civil rights action there. Look, just to clarify, I was a lifeguard at a pool. I saved one person, a four-year-old boy who was at the bottom of the pool. I saw him looking up at me and obviously couldn't swim. So I dunked down, grabbed him, brought him up, took 20 seconds. I gently scolded his mother and that was it. Okay, and I never saw a rescue at the pool, and it was packed back in the 1960s, believe me. So Biden says anything that pops into his mind. There's no filter there, which is why I was surprised he did the interview with Stern, and I don't know why he did it. I'll find out. Stern is a liberal guy now, and I'm sure there were guidelines to the interview. You know, you don't ask this or don't ask that. I'm sure that happened. But, Biden's been dodging the press so much so that the New York Times is in a war with the White House because Biden won't talk to anybody. Okay. So what does this mean? It means that Joe Biden is a narcissist. That's what it means, because narcissists, and they are increasing in the United States and all over the world, they cannot have a conversation without injecting themselves into it in a favorable light. So if you know somebody, there are two indicators for a narcissist. Number one, they will never admit a mistake. Hello, Joe Biden. Hello, Donald Trump. Okay? And number two, you cannot have a conversation with them without them coming in and trying to one-up you or, bringing them into whatever it is. And that's Biden. Not unusual for a politician, by the way, but when you couple that with his obvious mental decline, you really have a mess on your hands mentally.
Hey, Bill, it's Buck. Obviously, you're seeing these protests on the campus, and now there's some video of professors who are part of these things who are doing human chains, and some of them are getting face planted on the quad grass as the cops are coming in and saying, "You've been trespassed. You've been warned." What do you think happens with this? They're cutting down some of the graduations or eliminating some of the graduations at these big schools. I feel like there's no incentive for these kids to stop because the universities own professorship or professors are refusing to also back them up and come down on them because they're part of the problem too. So where does it go?
Well, I think it dies out. It's not like Vietnam, which was an organic protest, and I lived through that. I'm going to write a column on BillO'Reilly.com on Sunday comparing the anti-Israel protest to the Vietnam protest. There's a big difference. But at this point, I sit there and I'm a frustrated guy because I'm a simple man. And I attended Marist College, Boston U, and Harvard. I have two master's degrees. I'm way overeducated for being on television. You know, the smarter you are on television, the worse you usually do. But anyway, the solution to this problem is very simple. You say if you are a college president, to the demonstrators, you have a right to protest, and we're going to give you this area where you can protest. And you can protest from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. We don't want you disturbing the neighborhood or other students who want to study. And in that frame, you can say what you want unless you threaten someone. If you go out of those guidelines, you are expelled. And we will pack up your gear in the dorm and ship it to your home address. And your record here will be expunged. That's all. That ends it.
And, you know, University of Florida is doing that. I mean, Ben Sasse deserves some credit. He's the president of that system. I don't know if you saw, Bill, they put out today, you're allowed to protest, you're allowed to share your thoughts, you're allowed to hold placards. All this other stuff, threatening people, camping in the quad, causing a disturbance, shutting down buildings, immediate suspension and removal and trespass from campus.
Right. Is that hard? I mean, that should have been done day two. But the problem is that a lot of these schools are far-left institutions run by people who sympathize with the anti-Israel sentiment, and they allow all kinds of atrocities. What if you were a college student who wanted to protest against woke and DEI? And you ran amok on a Columbia University campus and say, hey, this is a destructive thing, and I hate it, and this is anti-democracy, and it violates the Constitution. How long do you think you'd be there? All right? So we all know what this is. I did not know about the University of Florida, but I'm just shocked that didn't happen on day two of this stuff. Why do these universities want to ruin their reputation forever? Columbia and Harvard and Penn, MIT, their reputations are, Yale, are so besmirched. I don't know if they're ever going to come back in our lifetime. That's how besmirched they are. And most students don't want any part of this. I got two in college. I got two. And they're not at woke universities. Salve Regina in Newport, Rhode Island, and St. John's in Queens. And there's none of that on either campus because it's not permitted. Simply not permitted. You're expelled if you violate the school rules. And so is that hard? No.
Yeah.
And then you add on all the police, and the police get hurt, and they're spit at and cursed at and all the stuff. And New York City arrests them, and then nothing happens. They get a ticket, and they don't even pay the ticket. They rip the ticket up in front of the cop.
I mean, we're talking to Bill O'Reilly. Bill, also last time you were on, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you said you thought there was a good chance that Trump would look at Sarah Huckabee Sanders potentially as his vice president. We're coming up on, I think the expectation is sometime in July before the RNC, he'll make that pick. Do you still like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, or do you now look at it differently as May is close?
No, I think she's by far and away the best person for Trump. She gets along with Trump. She knows how he works. She's very smart. She can handle the media. She's a moderate Republican, not a bomb thrower, not controversial. You're not going to have the National Enquirer trying to kill stories on her. I mean, you know, what else do you want? If I'm Trump, that's my only selection because he needs to have a woman on the second. And I don't know any downside. I know her. I know the family, Huckabee family. They're honest people. So why wouldn't you go that way?
Bill, we have word that you are going to sell a few million more books, that the millions you've sold, you want to keep running up the scoreboard here. You got another one coming out, but I'm sure it's going to be a bestseller, Confronting the Presidents. What's this one on?
Okay, so I'm sending you guys a galley in about 5 weeks. You'll see it. This is all 45 men, whether they hurt
or helped the country. That's the litmus test of the book. Every single one of them. I don't rank them because that's trite. But I tell you what they did, how they did it, and every page, you're going to go, holy you-know-what. Every page has research that you have never seen. The opening line of Confronting the President out September 10th is George Washington is mad at his mother. Washington and his mom did not get along. He didn't even go to her funeral.
Wow.
I mean, no one knows that. And the genesis of it, and this is why it's such a fun book. It's a serious book, but it's fun to read because the genesis of it is that George, at age 12, when his father died, he was left all the lands that his father owned. And the wife, George's mother, got nothing. So she was dependent on George for money, and she felt that George was parsimonious and wrote letters to the local Virginia newspapers saying that she was starving to death and it was George's fault.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
No. That sounds pretty fascinating.
It drove him nuts. It drove Washington crazy. And that's the kind of stuff every single one of these guys. Where do you see the stuff we have on Lyndon Johnson? Oh, my God. So I'm the best-selling nonfiction author in the world. Did you know that?
We did.
Is that a Joe Biden claim or is that a definite actual claim?
It's like I gave you my lifeguard thing. That's straight down absolute fact.
That's incredible.
It is. And when I was in third grade, the nun said, are you ever going to learn to read? She's dead, but if she wasn't, I'd send her free copies of all my books.
That's just called, when you're dealing with nuns or Jesuits, Bill, that's just motivation. So that's how they do it. Confronting the President's coming out in September. Everyone get your copy, get your pre-orders in when you can. Go to BillO'Reilly.com for Bill's commentary. And Bill, always fun to have you, man. Thank you.
Thanks for having me in, guys. Enjoyed it.
Bill O'Reilly there talking about the history of the country. He's always got some good stories. Well, one history that we need to all make sure we're on top of is what happened on 9/11. And that is what Tunnel to Towers Foundation does. They not only help to tell the story of 9/11, they also now help America's heroes and the families out there that have been fighting the battle since 9/11. First responders who serve our communities and our country, service members as well, those who die in the line of duty or are severely injured, or are veterans, heroes like Buffalo firefighter Jason Arnault and his family. Arnault was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arnault's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their heroic husband and father. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arnault, plus Gold Star families with young kids, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Join us in donating $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
You know them as conservative radio hosts. Now just get to know them as guys on the Sunday Hang podcast with Clay and Buck. Find it in their podcast feed on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you've got a military, first responder, emergency medical, or government service background, GovX.com is for you. You stepped up to serve our country and communities, and GovX delivers unbeatable deals that you've earned.
GovX.com is the only site built exclusively to honor your service. Members save on epic brands and the gear they need for their on- and off-duty lives. You'll get incredible savings on tickets to live sports events, theme parks, and other entertainment. You can even save on travel, hotels, rental cars, cruises, and more. See if you qualify. Visit GovX.com. It's easy and totally free. Use code CLAY in the shopping cart to get an extra $15 off your first order. GovX, savings for those who serve.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget.
Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young kids, builds specially adapted smart homes for severely injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness.
David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of his first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor.
Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams, offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.